Grow Great, the podcast, episode 4046. Welcome inside the Yellow Studio. My name is Randy Cantrell, your host here, coming to you from Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. Not going crazy in the process. It's something that I have talked about for a long, long time. That trifecta of business building, getting new customers, serving existing customers better, and not going crazy in the process. Owners helping each other exercise real time wisdom. That's the topic today, and we will do it next. Over 15 years ago, I distilled business building into three basic activities that I have since labeled the trifecta of business building. Getting new customers, serving existing customers better, not going crazy in the process. You can find all the notes for today's episode and various and other sundry resources over at the website. Just go to growgreat.com and that'll take you right there. During the past 4 years or so, I have increasingly shoved more focus on that last leg of the trifecta, the not going crazy in the process part, because the need is so large, and I think the opportunity is equally large. And it's not because the first two are less important, but because they are so important, that's why the third one's important. Business owners and CEOs are driven crazy largely because of the importance of the first two. Sometimes I'll encounter business owners and they'll say getting new customers is not the problem. We've got real good marketing. We have real good lead gen. Our biz dev is really doing good, but our problem's execution. You know, we get them in the front door. No sooner do we bring them in the front door than we're hacking people off. We're missing shipments. We're getting things wrong. And that's driving me crazy. So you just pile on to those problems, these business problems that we encounter into the personnel and the personal issues confronting leaders. And there's going to be some form of crazy that is always in play for us. Now, let me talk to you a little bit about getting back to what matters most and what has always mattered the most to me. Part of avoiding going crazy is having help when we need it the most. And in an age where there is an app for just about everything, including therapy, have you not seen Talkspace? Talkspace is an online therapy service. I haven't used it, but I've seen it. It's intriguing. Proof that there's a huge need for this. But I'm not talking about therapy. I'm talking about business owners who are often just riddled with loneliness and sadness and worry and anxiety. And sometimes it morphs into despair. Well, passion, that's the answer. Passion and happiness, that's what you hear today. It's popular. It's highly overrated, especially in the business world. And I don't see the world in terms of passion. I don't see the world in terms of happiness. Instead, I focus on energy and dread because, well, dread drains energy. I mean, we're either getting our energy elevated or something's draining our energy. And instead of learning more, which everybody seems to feel like there's some secret that they don't know, there's some special magic thing that if only they knew that, then it would solve all of their problems. No, there is no thing. Instead of learning more, I concentrate on closing that gap between what we already know but fail to do. I got to give a shout out to a 1999 book that I bought the year it came out. Seems like 100 years ago, But the book gave language to what I had been feeling for a long time. How about we just do what we already know we ought to do? You ever been in those kind of business meetings? Surely you have. Where everybody's talking about, well, we need to learn how to do this, and we need to learn how to do that, or we need to find somebody who can do this. Somebody, we need to find the talent that can do that. And yet you take an analysis of what we're already doing, the things that we already know we should be doing, but we're not doing them. Pfeiffer and Sutton wrote the book, The Knowing Doing Gap, and they put language to all of that, which it's a terrific book, and you should read it. It's not a slam against passion. It's not a slam against knowledge. We need a degree of both. But you can have all the passion in the world, and you can have all the knowledge in the world. It's not going to get the job done. Doing gets it done. Figuring it out while you're doing it, that gets it done. And it won't happen fast. It's going to be a slog, which is why dread can't be part of it. And it's also why you hear all the verbiage about passion. You're going to have passion because, well, you're going to have your teeth knocked down your throat. And that's going to be easier when you love it. I don't disagree with that, but I have successfully engaged in activity that wasn't my passion, but I could do it and I could still do it and be happy doing it and feel accomplished doing it. Yeah, but I can't do it if I dread it, if I hate it, because dread drains energy, energy that you're going to need to get the job done. I'm so inclined in helping people that many years ago, I snagged a domain. Well, really, I snagged two domains. You'll love this. TalkingYouOffTheLedge.com. There was another one I registered, TwoFriendsTalking.com. No, I didn't keep either one. I never did anything with either one of them. And I only mention those to you. I only confess that to you to illustrate to you how I'm wired. People will tell you to pay close attention to what people look to you for. You'll see it anytime that somebody's trying to come to grips with who and what they are. And I suppose most of us all have at some point or another, but I know myself pretty well. And when you look at what people look to you for, well, there you have it with me. I spend a lot of time talking people off proverbial ledges, not people who are despondent, but just people who are vexed. Well, okay, sometimes they're despondent, but mostly they're just vexed. They're frustrated. They're anxious. They're irked. Not people on the verge of suicide, but people with real struggles that could possibly take them down a path of real despair. Because here's what we do know. All of us know this. You know this intuitively. The ledge is unsafe. It's dangerous. We do not make our best decisions out on the ledge. I'm going back to the core things that I believe in the most, the things that I am most blessed to do to help other people. Empathy, asking questions, listening carefully to answers, emotional intelligence, paying attention. Through the years, I've had many occasions where I would call a business owner or a CEO, somebody I've never talked to before, people I've never met before. And within minutes, I'm asking them about their biggest challenge. And then I can just shut up. 20 minutes or so later, they come up for air. Man, live, it's evident. As I've been listening to them pour out their problem, they're not used to having anybody ask that. Instead, their lives are filled with people who are pitching them, selling them, claiming to have just what you need. And a stranger like me enters their life, and many strangers enter their lives. And most strangers that enter their life are armed with seeming solutions to their problems, problems that they don't even know exist because they never took the time to ask. Well, I've been there and done that. I've sat in that chair. I've sat exactly where these men and women are who have somebody sit across from them, say, I've got just what you need. And you're looking at them thinking, How could you possibly know what I need? This is the first time we've met. You've not asked me a single question. You don't know anything about me. You don't know anything about the company. But you've got just what I need. Been there. Done that. Longevity matters because patience is a lost art. And I know this isn't popular, but it's just true. Growth takes time. Improvement, it can happen incrementally, and it should, and frankly, it does. That's how improvement happens, but it takes patience to reach mastery. For over 7 years, my work has happened 6 to 12 months at a time, and then it ended. Now, in some cases, clients have remained engaged for maybe a couple of years or more, but not usually. Not usually. And all along the way, the work goes deep, but if it's face-to-face, I drive off. If it's a virtual thing done by a video conference, I hang up. And the depth of it all just leaves me feeling empty. Well, I probably should say the shallowness of it all leaves me feeling that way. It was a really hard transition to make. I got news for you. When I stepped away from the C-suite about 8 years ago, it was really, really tough. And over the course of time, it really hasn't gotten much better of knowing that as much as you're helping and trying to help, at the end of the day, not your deal. Deep relationships matter to me. Now, we're not all wired like that, but that's me. And I'm not saying this is you. This is kind of true confession time here, and I'm going to tell you what I'm up to because that's kind of the point of today's show, and to pull the curtain back and to say, hey, if you want to observe, I'm either going to fall flat on my face in front of you, or I'm going to succeed in front of you, or I'm going to do something in between, but I'm going to do it with a live audience. Well, okay, recorded. Deep relationships matter to me. I'm a guy who would prefer fewer people who are willing to go deep because I'm curious and I'm interested. Yeah, I know these are hard things to scale, but I don't care about scale. I care about the depth of the impact. I don't care about the breadth of the impact. Does that make sense? So, starting right now, I'm going to peel back the curtains and whatever else might obstruct your view. And I'm going to show you how I'm working to assemble a small group of business owners for no purpose other than helping one another grow as business people and humans. Bula Network, I've said it before. When I named the company, and Bula, if you haven't heard, is a Fiji term that means, it's analogous to aloha. It means both hello and goodbye, and it means life. In particular, it means life is good. I ran across it 30-plus years ago and thought it was cool. I'm not from Fiji, never been there, but the word just jumped out at me. And it was used in greetings. Well, I began to use it in internal memos. Bula, capital B-U-L-A, exclamation mark. That would be the very first word of a company memo. Yeah, okay, I had to explain it once, but after you explain it once, you've now heard the explanation. I'm not going to ever have to tell you again. I get some feedback every now and again. I'll get emails. You know, you really don't have to explain Bula so often. What you don't understand is sometimes there are new listeners and they've not heard it before. So is it going to kill you for me to tell you one more time? That's fine. Then click stop and leave me alone and don't ever come back. I'm cool. I named it Network because the work 8 years ago, man, I was all over the place. It was a network of services and subjects and topics and challenges and opportunities. I mean, you name it. It could be everything from inventory control to financial issues to HR issues to operations issues to sales funnel issues to marketing issues to online digital presence kind of issues. So Bula Network started out because of all that, because of the network of all the different things that I did. And I'm going to veer away from a network of services to a real, genuine network of people. People connected for the purpose of their own higher human performance. That's what this whole podcast is about. It's about growing great. It's about grow great, and it's about higher human performance, namely your higher human performance. And by now, you may know, and if you don't, then let me tell you about my work with a gentleman named Leo Battari. Go to the show notes, and you'll find a link in the show notes to Leo's site. Just go to growgreat.com and find episode 4046. I'm producing Leo's podcast, Year of the Peer. And Leo's tagline says it brilliantly and says it best: who you surround yourself with matters. Now, want to talk about passion and energy? That topic fuels me because I think we're facing a tidal wave need for business owners to take better care of themselves emotionally and mentally. I see it. I see it constantly. Emotional and mental fitness are crucial to helping owners overcome their dread and their misery. 20 years ago, actually a bit more, I remember reading 20 to 30 years ago about the wellness revolution. Well, it came. We're here. We're in the midst of the wellness revolution. In the last 30 years, we have seen people just consider, if you're older like I am, look around your community and look at the gyms that are now open. I mean, here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, we've got scads of big major players like LA Fitness and 24 Hour Fitness. Shout out to 24 Hour. I've been a member of that for a long, long time. And these places are packed in the early morning. They're really crowded throughout the day, but they're really packed in the morning and they're really packed in the evening. People are focused on taking better care of themselves. You're seeing all the whole food diets and you're seeing, you know, forks over knives and all of these various movements that have come around that are relatively new because we're focused on it. And I think it's great. I'm speculating, and it's not much of a speculation, and it's not much of a prognostication, but the struggle, particularly of business owners, business leaders, the stresses and the emotional and the mental fitness that has not been a focus, I think is going to become a focus. And I got news for you. It's not just limited to struggling owners either. Sometimes successful owners face even greater pressures. Now, the evidence, my evidence, I will freely confess to you, is anecdotal, but I think it's still important. I rarely, and I mean, I don't know, if I had to put a number on it, 1 out of 20, I rarely encounter a business owner who won't quickly and freely express frustrations that drive them crazy. And when I do encounter it, that 1 in 20, let's say, it's almost always a person who's just wired to not be open, and I can tell immediately. You know the kind. I mean, my EQ is really high. And I can get somebody on a phone or I can meet with somebody, you know, and they're the people that give you those single syllable answers. These are people that just are not easy to engage in conversation. That's fine. I'm not bothered by that. But it speaks to me the universality of our desire and our need for somebody to ask us, how is it going with you? I want to know what problem you're facing. Because these people aren't accustomed to anybody asking that. I know. I've sat in that chair for decades and nobody ever asked me. Instead, I'm going to go hunting business owners who are yearning to get ahead. Owners who are willing to invest in themselves, knowing that few things will fuel their company's growth more than their own growth. And right now, I'm taking my aim at small business owners operating companies that do between 5 and 20 million bucks a year in annual revenue. I don't care where they're located, because this is going to be a virtual group with meetings conducted using video conferencing technology. I don't care what industry they occupy, because I'm going to concentrate on making sure that the space is safe and confidential for everybody. And it's not about selling. It's about finding the proper fit. I'm not a coffee drinker. Truth is, I hate coffee. Always have. Now, I've got friends who love it. My son loves it. My wife loves it. I know people that are even addicted to it and will happily tell you so. If you were going to try to sell me coffee, you would have a better chance of pushing water up a hill. Because I'm not buying. I'm not buying. I don't care how much you extol the virtues of it. I don't care how many benefits you tell me about. I don't care how you try to describe how great it tastes. You're wasting your time talking to me about coffee, especially when you could be so easily talking to somebody who loves coffee. It's just stupid. I'm not going to be stupid. Conversation can determine whether people are attracted to putting themselves in better positions to grow as leaders and owners. Dialogue will very quickly reveal if people see the true value of making better decisions by surrounding themselves with people whose sole purpose in coming together is to help each other build more successful businesses. I'm not shocked. I'm just not shocked when I encounter people who may not be able to see the value in that. Because I hate coffee. So here's what's going to happen. I'm going to record weekly updates, maybe even more, and I'm going to share with you the journey of what this all looks like and what it feels like. Not going to betray any confidences, but I'll characterize the conversations that I'm having, the objections that I'm encountering, the positive feedback I'm getting, whatever else comes my way. I'm sure there's unknowns that are going to happen. That's okay. For now, Bula Network's first business owners group is going to select 7 business owners from around the country. Now, I don't know what your idea is. I don't know what you're thinking about doing. I don't know what project you're thinking about implementing in your business, or what business you're even thinking about starting. But I think it's time to get busy. I think it's time to figure this out. Don't you? I hope that you're trying some things that are nagging at you. This idea, you want a real sad confession? I'm going to give it to you. This idea has nagged me for almost 6 years. Almost 6 years. I've been nagged at this, proving that thinking about it will not make it happen. I once read a story of slavery in pre-Civil War South. And in the story was a quote that always stuck with me because of the brilliant wisdom in it. And it was a quote attributed to the Negro slaves of the day who would say, "Mean to don't pick no cotton." And boy, is that right. I know too many people, including myself sometimes, who live a life meaning to do many things, but never getting around to it. Well, it's time to stop meaning to, and it's time to do. Now, my hope is that my journey and this admission, I'm hoping that it will fuel your desires. And I'm hoping it'll kind of compel you to launch, set your sails, start pursuing some things that maybe you've been putting off. You know, get off the schneid, as they say. Start doing it. See what happens. and let me know how it's going. Let me know how it turns out, because I'd love to hear about it. You're going to hear about mine, warts and all. And there it is, episode 4046. Hey, visit the website, growgreat.com. I got no call to action. I just appreciate you listening. And I can't thank you enough, because time and attention, it's huge. It's just really, really huge. If you're not a subscriber to the podcast, I'd love it if you'd do that. This may be interesting. If it's not interesting to you, then that's cool. Plenty of podcasts to listen to. So it's okay. Trust me. I don't love coffee, and it's okay. Connect with me any way you want to. There's all kinds of social icons at the top of the website. Doesn't matter if you're on a mobile device or if you're on a laptop or anything else. You'll see Facebook, Google+, Twitter, Pinterest, YouTube, LinkedIn. It's all there. Or you can shoot me an email via that contact form over at the website. Honestly, I really would like to hear from you. I'd like to know what's going on with you, and any feedback you want to give me, hey, I'm open for it. And I really want to hawk Leo's podcast, because I really want you to go over there. I want you to go to leobattari.com. It's LeoBottari.com, and give his podcast a listen. Year of the Peer. Got some big time people that he's talking to. And Leo is, he's just the consummate guest and host, I should say. The guests are consummate guests, but he's a great host. He really prepares. He's really good at having a conversation, and that's what that podcast is all about. It's conversation with people, and it's about kind of this whole notion of, can we help one another? The answer is a resounding yes, we can. Is everybody open to helping and to being helped? No, they're not. And they're the fools among us. So I'm working harder and harder to make sure I'm surrounded by fewer fools and more wise people along the way. And I'm sure you're part of the latter. Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening to me. Hey, greetings from Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas, and welcome inside the Yellow Studio.